Hanitzuk. Hanitzuk, Rashi says, that's the kiluach. That's if you're pouring water from top to bottom. Well, since it's not called the chibur, the hakatafras, or else water running down a mountain. Rashi says, har mishupa, slanty mountain. Shemidroyoi mechudet harbe. It's very slanty. So the water is running down a slanty mountain. The question is, the water running down, is that attached to the bottom part, the bottom pool that's on the bottom? Let's say you have a mikvah on the bottom, and there's not 40 saw yet, there's only 30 saw water, and you have this water running down the mountain. Is the water on top running down considered attached to the bottom mikvah to make a kosher or not? Same thing, nitzuk. If you're pouring water, is the top, if there is a flow from top to bottom, really it's attached. But the question is, since the water is flowing, that's not called an attachment. And the third case is, umashke tefeach, our shayla. We have a wet surface, like a damp surface. There's enough wetness there that if it touches another surface, it'll make that surface wet also. But it's not really wet there. The halacha is, ein chibur. All these three cases is not called a connection. Lo l'tumah v'lo l'taira. Not if it pertains to tumah and not for taira. So Rashi says, ein chibur l'tumah again. Hamara mekli tor mekli tomei. If somebody pours from a kli, let's say you have wine that's tor, and on the bottom you're pouring it into a tomadika kli of wine. So we do not consider it like it's attached to say the top wine becomes tomei, but no, even though there's a straight flow from the top bucket to the bottom bucket, only the bottom bucket remains tomei. But the top flow is still tor, it's not called that a chibur l'tumah. Same thing, katafras, if it's running down, and the same thing, tefeach, and that's latfiach. And the same thing, what, v'chein, linyin, tyro, that's the v'chein, tyro, linyin, mikvoyis, the shalim, mikvoyis, shenein, mikvoyis, shenein, v'yechem, em, aboyim, saw. You have two mikvahs, one next to another, and neither of them has the shear of 40 saw. The nitzik, katafras, or mashka, tefeach, mechabu, nein, mechibur. And you have a flow of water from one mikvah into the next mikvah, that's not mechaber the two mikvahs, it's still possible, it's not called the good chibur. So we see clearly here that running water, or else even if the water is still, but it's only a wetness of tefeach amanas latfiach, it's only wet enough, damp enough, that if it touches something else, it makes that damp also. But not that it's really water, so it's not called the chibur. So if so, why by tzirshadayim do you think it would be kosher? Now, as pshita won't be good. So where it says, lo tzricha dika tefeach latfiach. There's the first part of the Gemara was, lo tzricha dika mashka tefeach. You only have a little bit wetness, that if you touch it, there's damp on your hands. But if your hand touches another surface, it won't make that wet. The first Havamina was, it's only tefeach. Tefeach means it's very small amount of liquid, of dampness there. So that the Gemara says, for sure, that's no good. So that the Gemara says, the question is, the ikar tefeach la'atfiach. That, like we spoke about before, we're talking about this little bit more damp. The first half of your hand that you washed, you still have some water on it, that much water, if it touches another surface, would make that surface wet. So that's called the ikar tefeach la'atfiach. Not just on its damp, but it has enough dampness to damp something else. So Mara says, Hanami Tanina, so that we also learned. Tefeach latfiach chibur. That we learned, yes, that is called the chibur. If you have enough water, that water is like wet enough, it could wet another surface, that's called the good chibur. So Rashi says, chibur the tumul atayra. Or kasaka da havamina was, duwa dinle natila. The same svar applies for washing your hands. Techoshev command the yavid bahadi adadi. Again, the question was, you washed half of your hand, up until your knuckles you washed, and you dried them up, and there's a little bit wet left on them. And there's enough wetness that if you touch another surface, it'll wet that surface also. And then you wash the second half of your hand. So the question is, the first amount of dampness, wetness that's on your hands, on the first half, is that called like wetness is there to be considered a chibur as if you're still washing the whole hand at one shot, or not? So the Gemara says, yes, it is called a chibur. We learned that the tefeach latfiach is called the chibur. So now it says, no, that we learned here is called the chibur. Dilma may be linyan mikvois. Maybe it's only falach of the mikvois. In the case we had before, we have two mikvahs, one next to another, and there's a little hole in between. And the amount of water in that hole is a very small amount of water that's only tefeach am not latfiach. That is called the chibur. And I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi's Shita. But maybe only for Mikvois it's called the Chibur. But not for Netilas Shadayim. Maybe for Netilas Shadayim, that's halacha, you have to wash your own hands. If you wash half of your hand and dry it, even though there's a little bit of wetness there, so what? That's not called a washing. Only for Mikvois, maybe it's called the connection. And like Rabbi Yehudi's Shita this man, we learned, Mikvah sheyesh by aboyim so mechavonis. You have a mikvah that has the exact amount of water in there. It's exactly 40 saws of water in the mikvah. Exactly kosher mikvah. Now, the yodu shnei v'tovlu. Two people went down to that mikvah to be tovlu. So it depends. Shneiim v'vatachas tovlu. They both went down at the same time. So all the water is still in the mikvah. We're not talking about that the water rises and flows over. Then about it's possible. Talking about that there's enough height in the mikvah itself for the water just to raise its level, but the water still stays in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have two people going in at the same time, very good, the mikvah is still kosher. There's still 40 so water in that mikvah. But what about the zeach azeh? Let's say first one person goes into the mikvah, then he comes up, and when he comes up, he takes some water with him. So it comes out, what's left over is less than 40 so. And then the second one goes down there. So the lacha is rishon tor v'hasheni tamei. The second one is tamei still. The mikvah is no good for him because when he went down there, there's no more 40 saw there. Some water went up with the first one. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im hoyu raglov shel rishon negas tamayim. If the feet of the first one is touching the water still, is af hasheni tor. That even the second one is still tor. In other words, the first one went down to the mikvah and came up. But if his feet are still touching the water, so the water on his body is still considered a connection to the mikvah. Like the water on his body, since it's tofeach, amanas latfiach, even though it's not really wet, it's just damp there, but it's damp enough to touch another place, you'll make that place wet also, that's called tofeach, amanas latfiach, and it's called the chibur. So we consider all the water on the person's body as if it's still connected to the mikvah. So we still have 40 saw in the mikvah. Then when the second one goes down to the mikvah, it's kosher. But again, that's why he asked it for a shayla. Because that, though, we say here, it's a chibur, maybe it's only the mikvahs. But for Netilas Yadayim, he has it for a shayla. That was a suffix. Rav Chisda asked the shayla, a suffix, is yesh netil lechatzoyim anat. But that was ilfam, ilf for shayla. Yadayim says it's lechatzoyim anat. The more doesn't answer it. Yeah. Right. Mar says now, Omer Rav Yirmiyah, Harayamu, it was said, we learned, that Habo Roishoy Veruba Demayim Shuvim. If somebody goes into a swimming pool, he goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into water that was fetched through a kli. The Loch of Usulsi, or else Vitor, or else if you're a Tor digger person, Shenoflu Aroishoy Veruba Shleshulu Demayim Shuvim, or else they poured on top of you three lugam of water from the pitcher, alachur is tamei. May the rabbanon, both these two cases is tamei. If you go into mayim shuvim, most of your body goes into mayim shuvim, or else they pour on top of you three lugam of mayim shuvim, may the rabbanon, you tamei, ti truma, you're not allowed to eat truma, may the rabbanon. So Rashi says, the first big line, tamei le truma, Rashi says, ad sheyitvo, until you go to the mikvah. This is one of the Xeris that run the Parakam with the Masechta Shabbos. The Morah explains that we shoylem Morah Sruchim, but then mikvahs used to be outside in water that was Sruchim, that was smelling already. The stuff there, bad water that used to go to the mikvah. So what did they do? After they went to the mikvah, the dirty mikvah used to go and wash themselves off. The Shuvim used to go into a bath, or else they used to throw water on top of them. And then people used to say, listen, the dirty mikvah, that's not matayu anymore. The clean water we go into or we throw on top of us, that's what's matayu us. So people will stop going to the mikvah and just go to a shower. So therefore the Rabbanim made it zero, that if you just throw gimalug yamayim shuvim on top of you, or else you go into a bath, or most of your body fits into the bath of mayim shuvim, you become tamar if you can't eat truma. If you're a kain, it's also if you eat truma. Now, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shayla. What's going to be chetzi of the diya of a chetzi bin a tefila? Let's say half of your body went into the bath. So you're not tummy yet, because only halach is roishay v'rubay. You have to have most of your body going in there. Let's say only half of your body went into the bath. but the chesed benefila. Then the other half of your body, they pour on top of you, gimelugamayim. So what's the lachamai take? And this he has a suffix. Like, could we put these two takonas together or not? Was it takonah bedafkis? You put most of your body into the bath. Or else if you throw on top of your whole body, gimelugim. But if you only have halfway each way, that's a suffix if you're tummy or not. Boy, Omar HaPapapa says like this. Harayomu we learned. Baal Teri Chela, or Baal Teri person let out Zera, and he became sick. So the Lacha is, I'm in the Ikra Dinah, the Konis Ezra, that Baal Teri is not allowed to learn Torah, until he goes to the Mikvah. So there's a cool left that Baal Teri is sick, Shenosnu Olav, Tisha Kabimayim Tor, that they pour on top of him. Tisha Kabimayim, 9 kavim of water goes on top of him, he becomes Tor, he's Tor from his tomb, Teri, Midirabonin, that Akopon is not allowed to learn Torah. To make him Tor Midirai Savad, he has to go to a mikvah. But he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's still Tamei. But that that Ezra made a takona, that you can't learn Torah unless you go to the mikvah, so if the Baal Keri was a chel, a sick person, to Nafrim, to put on top of him, Tisha Kabim Mayim. Now, boy, Rapala, Papa Yasser for Shaila, what's going to be Chetzir B'Tfila? Half of his body he puts into the mikvah. The Chetzir B'Nesina. And on the other half of the body he pours on top of him, Tisha Mayim. My, what's the loch is this Baal Keri mutter to learn Torah or not? Take a more wise by something. So it could be either you have to put your whole body into the mikvah, or else you have to pour this Tisha Kabim on your whole body. But halfway, maybe it's no good. The mice we pass the Numar Brocha, the Basman Azed, Boto, Takonis Ezra, that you're allowed to learn Torah and Davin even though you don't go to the mikvah. However, there is a milah of pouring upon yourself Tisha Kabim. Mice Lachroinim Amekah with a shower also. If you stay under the shower, you Meshayah that 9 kavim of water goes on top of you, that's also a tire of Tisha Kabbat for Baal Keri. So, what? Right. Mila Tradition. Echron Mephone Nichta, the Echron Mephone Nichta. Mishnah says that one Shliach, one person says Mephone Nichta, and one says Mephone Nichta, it's possible. Omer Rav Shmuel Ba Yud, Omer Rav Yechanan. Loishonu was only said in the Mishnah that it's possible. In other words, the Takanas was when the Shliach rings the get, the Shliach has to say everything. One Shliach has to say, before Nai Nechtav and before Nai Nechtam. He has to tell us that he saw it written and he saw it signed. If he only sees one and somebody else sees the other one, it's no good. So this thing, Mar Sadam Rav Shmuel of Yehuda Amar Rav Yechanan. Loishanu, this was only learned. Loishanu ba Lishayin HaGet Yeitzu Mitachash Yidei Shneim. We're only talking about that both of them are not Shluchim. Like only one was a Shliach. And the second one is sound like an Edech coming and telling us. That's when it's no good, because then the Shliach is only saying before Nainichta, and that's no good. The Takana is that the Shliach has to tell us before Nainichta, before Nainichta. Avo, but what's going to be? Get Yotzim Atachas Yidei Shneim. Let's say both of them are Shluchim. Both of them are holding. Rashi says Shneim Adukim Bo Yishneim Shluchim. They're both, where's Rashi? They're both holding on to the Get and they're both Shluchim. And one says before Nainichta, the one says before Nainichta, then it's